Well, Gary, welcome back to Watford.
Thank you.
Very nice homecoming for you, if you can call it that.
Yeah, nice homecoming. I lived here for a few years, and man and boy, obviously was here as an apprentice. Helped you lay the dog track 30-odd years ago. I laid the dog track, spent more time doing that than I did playing football here in my early days. But I come back with Graham Taylor and had a great time there, of course, and before I went out to Latvia. So it's nice to come back. There's not a lot changed. Obviously, you're looking to change a lot by the look of that derelict stand now. But nice to come back and get a result, and very proud of our boys' performance on the day.
Not many people expected that.
No.
Outside of Yeovil. You've had three long nights in. Obviously, the shape of it has paid off you.
Yes. We had a... They're probably not as match fit as they will be, the two strikers, but they were making clever runs, and that allowed us to play the tactics that we wanted to play against Watford. But the first thing you have to do against Watford is be committed at the back, and you know they're very clever in their little dribbles and their little combinations, and we had to make sure that we was up for that as a group, and we was. And other than the first 20 minutes, we was committed, but after 20 minutes we was very assured in our play, and that probably frustrated them. I know teams come here sometimes and let you play a bit and sit back, and I felt we tried to, you know, get at you a little bit, and hence the three goals where we made the holes that we could get into that we've been working on. So I was very pleased with our tactic and how the boys took to it.
You mentioned the defence, very good display with the two centre-backs, especially early on.
Well, you know, you can mention any of the boys, and we can find a positive today, you know. But yes, they were very, very strong. They are two very strong centre-backs, and certainly this level at least. And the new lads just helped, three new lads helped us compete with Watford and be as clever, if not more clever, if you like, you know, with the way we got our three goals, because we had been working on things. And pleased that Big Ishmael got his goal, you know, that's why he's here, he's going to be a presence for us. Thought the midfield player, John, was fantastic. You know, his work rate was unbelievable, along with the other midfielders. And then the little fella, Adam, up front, he makes clever little runs, and he makes them unselfish runs that helps other people get in as well. So he might be like the unsung hero of the day. But they're all heroes today.
How does this win compare to other big wins in your career, obviously with the emotional attachment and what?
Yeah, yeah.
In the championship?
Yeah, somebody's just asked me that. Yeah, I didn't come here and want to win any more just because it was Watford and the emotional, you know, the attachment was a little, 11 years ago now, and 20-odd years before that sort of thing, you know. So I always watch Watford's results and that, so I still have a little soft spot for them. But it certainly, all we had to do, we knew that we was coming to a good team, that if you let them play and they get their combinations going, they can score a few goals, especially here at Vicarage Road. And, you know, we knew we had to compete with that. So it was more being aware of how good they were and what we had to do to stop them, but also play ourselves.
It must be quite a big win, even regardless of Watford, in the sense of it being the champion, a 3-0 away win.
It's a massive win because, you know, Watford could have gone, you know, they were fighting for a playoff spot if they'd have won today. And I think most Watford fans, people associated with Watford, would have seen our game as comfortable 3 points. Maybe not comfortable, but they certainly would have seen it as 3 points because of our league position. But we were unlucky not to have 7 or 8 more points. You know, with decisions that have gone against us that have been proved that they should have gone our way, we should have 7 or 8 more points. So we've never lost faith. And over the last couple of days, I've improved the team, squad and the team. And, you know, they've shown why.
What did you make of Watford's performance? Obviously, a lot of expectation in the season.
I think, you know, they're a great football team. You know, it's when you come to Watford, you know that they're going to be able to drift by you sometimes. They're going to play little 1-2s. They're going to have chances. And you've got to be up for it. And unless you're throwing yourself in front of shots, throwing yourself to make sure you get on the headers, you know, if you don't do that, they score. But if you do that, then you keep in the game. if you keep in the game against them, you always get them opportunities. And that the stats show that, doesn't it? They're the highest scorers, but haven't they let in quite a few as well? Do you know what I mean? So that's what you have to. You have to both penalty areas. You have to be very, very strong.
I think I've read there was one win since the opening day of the season before today. You hope that this kind of victory can almost be a catalyst to kind of pick up a few more.
Yeah, wins. Two wins, isn't it? Or do you mean what
we? I mean, since the opening day.
Oh right, yeah. Well, that's three wins, isn't it? It sounds better, mate.
Well, that's the first away from home since the opening day.
Yes, yeah, it's the second one. Yes, the first one since the opening day. Yeah, well. But again, we've gone to places and we've really been in the game. So, you know, we knew we're no mugs away from home, and we know that we can compete. We just need to stick a couple of goals in and get a little bit of luck along the way, and that's what you do. Now, you know, this is a great place to go and score three goals because no one's expecting that.
Can I just ask briefly before you go about the three signings? It was announced on Thursday. Was it? And obviously, that was a deadline. Were you in a big hurry with them? Because
yeah, well, there's a lot goes on, yeah. You know, in them situations. And I had a real busy day on that Thursday because we were, you know, two boys were due to go out as well, and one went out and one stayed. So you know, we nearly got everything we wanted. We got the three lungs in that we wanted. So we was really pleased with that because it's nice to know that. People like Ishmael Miller and the young boy from Liverpool, the young boy from Everton, have chose to come to us. So they've heard something about us, they've all seen us play, they know how unlucky we have been, and they've decided to come here and ply their trade with us. Sleepy old Yeovil.
Anish, I'll just keep you awake for a minute more.
Yeah, and, I'm not sleeping. I live in Bristol.
With Ishmael, he was right out of it at Forest. I'll take it.
Was what?
Ishmael was right over it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, of course, you know, he'd had a couple of injuries and Forrest went quite well and he couldn't quite get in, and I had a sneaky phone call to Billy Davis and sort of had a chat with him, and, you know, we're not a threat to him, and as we'd beaten him, I said, perhaps Ishmael will help us beat other teams for you, you know, and obviously he's been part of that today because Watford are more of a threat to Nottingham Forest than we are at the moment, unless we put an unbelievable run together, which probably is not going to happen.
Which of them are on the option to buy? Morgan is.
Adam Morgan, yeah.
He's the only one.
He's been the other two are on loans, and yeah. You know, we'll be working very hard to keep them because they're us. They're our mentality and spirit, and that's not easy to find nowadays. Some of my loans go back pretty quickly.